starting to learn the sugya of lifnei ivel l'sita mishum. And that's when there's two different halachas. You see, they're connected, but in the issa of lifnei ivel, one is to give an eitzah ro l'chaveri. Someone comes to ask you advice, to the chiv min ha-tayra, to give him the proper advice. And the second part of lifnei ivel, which we'll concentrate most of the limud on, is the issa of being machshel someone being over an issa. Now this Indian of being mashal, someone being over an issa, probably the most common question that people have when they get this is want to invite someone for a Shabbos. Person's not in a shayim material mitzvah, so he's going to come to your house, and he's going to have to drive a car. Are you allowed to invite him b'chi hagavna? Or if you have a coworker who's in a shayim material mitzvah, and you give him work to do, and you know that he's going to end up doing it over Shabbos, or even if you send an email to someone in Eretz Yisrael over Virat Shabbos. And again, we'll deal with all of these shaylos a little later. But that's probably the most common question that people have in the issur of lifnei ivel. But in reality, the issur of lifnei ivel encompasses kamat every single halacha in the Torah, in Arachayim, Ridaya, Chashemish, but across the board, kamat every single limud that there is has a bechina, and then we have to deal with the Indian of lifnei ivel. Just give an example, the last limud that we learned, the mitzvah to go ahead and to lend some money. The Gemara discusses, when I lend some money, am I allowed to lend it to a person in an oifen where there's no eden, there's no proof that the person owes you the money? The Gemara says that it could be in such a case as Issa of Lufna either, to lend it to him, because he might not end up paying me back. We learned, we said, from the Pelioids, other parts can say it as well, that to lend some money in an oifen where I'm not sure that the person has the ability to pay me back, and I'm chayish, the person is not going to pay me back, I'm not going to lend him money in such a oifen, because since he might not pay me back, and I'll be over the issa of Oishik, or I'll be over the issa of Samzai, of Priyas Bachay Mitzvah, as well. But probably the biggest misconception that people have in dealing with the Indian of Lufna Iver, is everyone has, when it comes to doing an action of Lamashal, if someone wants to sell something to a guy, sell something to the church, they're going to think twice before they sell it to them, because maybe they're going to use it for what they're going to use it for. Here people are weird, there's the issa of lifnei ivel if I do a big action. But really the issa, to be able to issa of lifnei ivel, to be a very small, subtle action. The person say, if Lamashal, if an isha walks in the street, in the oifen where she's not being nizer and sneered, there's the issa of lifnei ivel. If you make someone have a hearer, or a haver, there's the issa of lifnei ivel in that as well. The person can take it even another step, that what happens if I have a store and I sell certain begadim, and those begadim are not the ruach of tzniut. But the whole machlokes in the person as to whether or not I'll be over the isra depending on the situation, are very yitachen, and in such cases I'll be over the isra of lifnei ivel. Even a smaller case that I found the person that discussed isra of lifnei ivel is what happens if I raise someone up, I chat a person, and he's going to get angry at me, he's going to scream back at me. Even in that, it could be the Isser of Lufna Iver. The Hashtag of Gemara and Kedushin, it says like this. The Gemara and Kedushin, the context of the Gemara is discussing how far the mitzvah of Kibbutz Ave'im extends. It's the last page of our Mekremis. The Gemara says like this. Chihod Rabba Rafuna, the Rafuna Korosh Yiroi Ba'ante Rabba Bre. Rafuna wanted to test his son to see if he's going to get mad at it or not. So he went and he took a baguette, which because they belong to Rafuna, and he went and he ripped it up in front of Rabbi, who was his son. Omar, Ezel Esli, I'm going to see if he's going to get mad or not get mad. And Rashi teaches, what does it mean to get mad? Va'omar, Lavu Amidi Berischo. Maybe he's going to say something to his father, not Baderach Kovid, B'Shas, when he gets mad. Feti Gemara, how could he do this? V'Dumeros, maybe he's not going to get mad. V'Ka'obar, Lufna Evil, Asita Mishal. The fact that he's going to get mad in itself, and he's going to say something bad to his father, that will be the issur of lifnei ivel. So the Gemara answers, the machal elei kara. The Gemara says that the reason bad to talk in a chanami, you're not allowed to speak to your son in an oifen where he might get mad at you. You can't go rip the baguette in an oifen where he might get mad. The only reason why he was able to, even though he was doing it to test him, the only reason why he was able to do it was he was machal elei kara. He had in mind that even if his son says something not nice to him, he's going to be meichel him, and meilad, since he's done, he wouldn't be even isser, but meilad, the Gemara, there's no isser of lufnei ivel b'chi hagavna. So the Birkei Yosef tells us on the Gemara, he says, that's very good in the Gaya, the isser of Kibbutz Ave'im. So the father has the ability to go ahead and to be meichel his son. So the fact that the father is meichel meikara, not a problem with lifnei ivel, because if the son's going to get mad and he say something bad to the father, it could be b'chiyah gavna, there's no issa. In fact, the Birkei Yosef in the Chidol, in Siman Reish Mem, says, what happened to the Isser of Kaas? The fact that the son in itself is going to get mad, will be over the Isser of Kaas. And Kaas is also a Nisser in the Torah. So how could he go ahead and do this? Look to Berke Yosef. That, and Echanami, if you're going to say something that's going to be over Kaas in someone else, you're talking going to be over the Isser of Naivet. What's Chan the Gemara? Chan is Yefuna knew that Rav was not going to get mad. The only shaila was when he said something not nice to his father for going ahead and ripping off his beggar. But he knew he was betuach, and he knew for sure that the son would not reach the darga of kaas. But not the Berke Yosef. The mokum where you taka chayesh, that the person's going to get mad, and you're going to say something to him that's going to raise him on, and that person's going to be over the isser of kaas. In such a case, b'chiyah gavna, one will be over the isser of us the evil of the mishra. Now I did find from the Ben Ishchai, Sefer Torah Lishmo, which is the Yuchas to the Ben Ishchai. Hitaka says that there's no Isser of Lishna either to be murdered cast in someone. The Shailovid has said that, you know, so many times he says things to people and they got mad. Wanted to know, Lishaska Sadach Alberi, what's he going to do every time he has to be worried about Lishna either? So the Ben Ishchai says that there's no Isser cast. Lamaisa on his night, they don't understand what should be planned there. Same way the Gemara says that the Isser of being ma'ir, someone to get angry and to be able to Isser of kibbut out of the egg, is Isser of Lishna either. Why should cast be any different? I don't know pshat in Torah Shmo. What the Chidot does say is that there is an Isser of Lishna either, even if it's not, you're not doing something terrible. All he did was ma'ir and to him that something that he's going to go ahead and get mad. That in itself is enough to be over the Isser of Lishna either. Another Yisrael which Batsim lives in the Gemara is that to be able to Yisrael Lufna Iver, a classic case of the Gemara discusses Lufna Iver and Sita Michshul, is you go ahead and another is looking to take a drink of wine, and you go and you pass the Chesed to Yisrael, you go and you pass the wine to him, and the Eichim where you couldn't have gotten it without it. But Batsim is Mavur in the Poskim, it doesn't have to be that I gave him the ability to be able to Yisrael. That in itself, that I just gave him the rotzen to be over the Isser, that in itself is enough to be over the Isser of Lefneiver. The stipler has a shine like this. What happens if I want to buy something from a manufacturer who is a Yid, who works on Shabbos? So that's possible if he makes it on Shabbos, the whole shayla and Hilchos Shabbos, could be nana from something which was done on Shabbos. But let's say he manufactures this chesed, he doesn't manufacture on Shabbos, he manufactures it during the week. But if all the Shema Torah mitzvahs would get together, and they're not going to go ahead and buy from this person, so then he won't go ahead and he won't be open on Shabbos. He won't have his workers there, he won't be able to eat the Shabbos. Am I allowed to go ahead and buy from this company on things that were made, not on Shabbos, things that were made during the week? And the disciples have to say, says the Vav is offered to go ahead and to buy it, and he says like this: V'hine, Poshut Ma'ayv, the Inyan of Neiva who lav dafka b'mamtzi loychefet plafet be'avera. The Isser of Neiva is lav dafka when I gave him the chefet to be over the Isser. El kol she'oyser ma'aser hamayir reitzoch avera harotzen v'askom alafet avera. If I just give him the rotzen, I give him the will that he should go ahead and be over the avera, zelus neiva the reiser. And he brings a raya, not from this Gemara in Kedusha, but a similar Gemara. The Gemara says, "Who the makel of my God? The oivim mishum lefneiva. If you hit a kid, like from the poskim, exactly what age it is. But if I hit a kid, and the kid is going to get mad, he's going to do something back to the father. So the father is oivim b'chiyah gavnet. The Gemara is cotton that the father is oivim b'chiyah gavnet. It's a lefneiva. So the disciple brings a raya from the end of Gemara. The first father was hitting the child. He didn't give him a chayfet of isra that he should go do something back to him." And same that is true in Agamara. I went and I did something, I went and ripped a beggar. And what was the ma'ir? That now the son might go ahead and get angry and say something back to the father. So the Isser of Ne'ivah is lav dafka b'chiyah gavna, where I go ahead and give him the chesed of the Isser. Even if I'm just given the rotzen, I give him the will, and I give him the idea, I give him the incentive, and that's the reason why he's doing it is because of something that I did to him, that's enough to be over the Isser of Ne'ivah. I'm not saying that this is a double poshut, the halacha, if he's buying something that he made during the week, there's a whole separate shmuz. But this nekuda of the chayr is muskim in the poskim, that the isser of the neiva is not limited to cases where I am sort of creating the isser or enabling it to be over the isser. Even just giving him the rotzen and the will to be transgressed the isser, that's enough to be over the isser of the neiva. I saw a very interesting shayla, the negeya comes out from this Gemara in Kedusha. A person wanted to know, he had a new worker, a new employee, and he wanted to see, he saw that things were stolen, things were missing in his office. So he wanted to see which worker was the one who was stealing it. So he came up with this idea, he's going to go ahead, he's going to take a wallet, or take some money, leave it on the side, to sort of to test his worker to see if he's the one who's stealing it. So he wanted to know, is that Isser of Lufna Iver or not? So that's if you learn the Gemara Kepshuta, Chayr should be an Isser lifnei iver, unless I'm a, so the Gemara says, that to go ahead and to rip the beggar, the makom where the father is going to go ahead and the son is going to go ahead and get mad, that's Issa lifnei iver. The only hatred that the Gemara has is because the machal lo meikaro, since I was meichal meikaro to the son, that's why there's no Issa lifnei iver. So maybe over here also, if someone wants to test his worker, they could have an idea. So go ahead and say, listen, this money I'm going ahead and putting to test my worker, and I'm going to go and see if he takes it. I'm trying to muscle the money, and then still be able to test his worker like that, and he should be able to fill his needs. But the Maaseh, this is, it's far from partial. But Tosfos and Yoni Gemara is a kasha like this. Tosfos is a kasha that what's the Gemara's teretz? That kemuchel in meikaro, the tzorach lo imaz of Tosfos, sheidia kreidim l'shem. That he went and told his son that he's not mad, but if he's going to get mad at him. There's Aloha, brought down the Gemara in Kedushin, that Peyala from Avez. The Gemara over there says that if a person is a scavenger to eat both of trafe, and the Maitre comes out that the meat that he ate was not trafe, actually it was kosher. So Aloha says that's also also. Even if he's thinking of a scavenger to be able to there, that's enough to be able to. The Tesla says, very nice that the father was Meichel on the son, but the son didn't know that he was being Meichel on. So then this comes out of the son would have been over the Isser to saying something bad to his father anyway. So Zaktosis is talking about that he told him he's not Makbar on Kibbutz Avayim. And the Mashal sort of tells us what type of test is that to see if he tells him he caught it, I'm out of mind. So the Mashal, that's in the Sim Sefer, argues on Tosfos from this Kasha. But the Mashal says, sorry, Pashto the Eitzer, he says that the Pshat in Tosfos is, he wasn't testing him if he's going to be over an Isser or not. He wanted to see if he's a captain or not. Is he a person that gets mad or not? So the test was, even if you tell someone you're meichel on them, you're still going to see his nature. Is he going to get mad or is he not going to get mad? So the test that comes up with Tosfos, the test was whether or not he's going to get mad or not. Well, the Maaseh is in the Bavur in Tosfos that if I'm over the Isser, listening either, even a mokum where the person is not technically being over an Isser, that in itself, that the person thinks he's being over an Isser, is Isser listening either on that as well. And the Chafetz Chaim, the Chafetz Chaim Horror, brings this down, the halacha. He says, let's say I'm trying to find that information in the Isser where it's mutter. I need to find information about someone for a shidduch, and we're going into a business deal with him. And I want to know if this person is a reliable person, so I have a right to find out about this person. So the Chofetz Chaim, I want to have to inform the person that I'm asking from the information that I'm doing a lotei el. Because if I don't ask, if I don't inform him, and I don't let him know what the reason why I'm asking him, so the Chofetz Chaim, then I'm going to be able to say, look, this wasn't either. The Chofetz Chaim is in... Even if he's telling you the truth, and the Maaseh comes out that it was a tayolus in the information they told me. I asked him about the Shidduch, and he told me, Taka, the person is not Kedai for you, is not Kedai to go into the Shidduch. And it was Taka, a tayolus for me. But that in itself, that the person didn't know that why I was asking it, he was speaking bad about the person, that the Chal Chaim is a Vusme even. And the Berma Yachayim, he still Taka, the Makar for that is the Tosfos. He speaks in Tosfos that even though the person was technically not being over an Isser, because over here the father was Moichel the son, so there was no Isser of Kibbutz Avayim, but that in itself, that the person didn't know, is also enough to be over the Isser of Lufnei. The Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva also goes with this. He says, what happens if, let's say, a repairman comes to the house, and there's a lady there, and he doesn't know as to whether or not the husband's around, whether it be heter, vayla, be'ir. And it's Isser of Yichud. He says there's a mechiv for a lady to tell the person that you should know my husband's around, because if not, the repayment, let's say, the yid will be over the Isser of the evil of the mitzvah. The Yiddish tickle trick exactly to how to say it, but the nice the kuda is that you're not allowed to put if someone thinks he's being over an Isser, even though he's talking about being over an Isser, the Chavetz Chaim, the Rosh Hashanah Zalman, even in such a case, based on this Tosfos, there's an Isser of listening evil of Tita Mitzvah. So let's go back to our case. I want to go ahead and I want to put the chayfet down in a leifet where I'm going to test the person as to whether or not he's going to go ahead and steal it. So according to Tosfos, even in the Chiyah Gavna, where it was Moichel Meikarim, and it comes out that there's really no Isser Geneva for him to go ahead and take this money, according to Tosfos, it would be welcome to say that this should be also. Because Lamaisa says to say, if the person thinks by taking this money, he's stealing, according to Tosfos, it should be welcome to say that this is also. Lamaisa, this is the way she says Tosfos, the way he answers the kasha of what happened to the Ibian of Amiskav, Lechobos, Chazir, Valabiyadis, Lech. the Ritzvo and the Anasugi asked the same kasha, and he says in different terms. So the interesting is, he says like this, the Efshir, the Belad was an evil Atita Mishal, Kibin Shulav Pelu, the Lav Chloe, Loi Mechmerina Voi Kule Hai, Visharina Vahokri Kedelan Asaisiv La Jisha Vederach Yeshora Iros. He says that since the Lav Chloe, it's a cooler bit, it's a more calm bit of Lav, so there's no chasorin of being over the Isser, Vishi Hagavna, when a person's not going to be over the Isser, when a person's not being, really being over the Isser, he just thinks he's being over the Isser, so to go ahead and to test him, Vishi Hagavna, there's no chasorin of Lufna Iver. So according to the Ritzvo, but be mutter to go to Chayra, if you're doing it to test him, and to see if he's going to do it, so according to the Ritzvo, be mutter. The Maisa, the Heinz and Pais can go back and forth, there's a Ben Ishchai, the Ben Ishchai Taka says that it's awesome. Shai has this case, his mamash, this is that case, and he says it's also to go ahead and to test your worker to see if he's going to steal or not. Based on this, he says, of cases, because the mind is going to come out that you're going to be over the Isser of Lufna Evil Asita Mikshon. According to the Ritzvah, so some Heinz and Pais want to say, according to the Ritzvah, Taka be Mutter. There are a few other Nidainim that gave this particular Shiloh, which would say that it should be Mutter, which we'll get to Mat Hashem at a later point. I just want to bring out the Etzim Yisoid, that the Issa of Lufna Iver is not only when he's taka being over in Issa, it could be even B'chiha Gavna, where he's not being over in Issa Mamish. He just thinks he's being over in Issa, you have to be makbid on Lufna Iver, even B'chiha Gavna. Let's go to the Pasuk. The Pasuk is like this. Lufna Iver L'sita Mishim. If he ties it literally, ties it in front of a blind person, you shouldn't put some stumbling block. I saw this is a sefer called the Elam Mishal. It has the cover of the sefer as a blind person holding a stick to see if he feels his way. Lamaisa, it's not Pasha, that's even Michlal on what the Torah says, Lufna Evil Asita Mishal. If you look at Rashi doesn't teach that Lufna Evil Asita Mishal means that you put a stumbling block in front of one person. Rashi teaches what's teaches Lufna Evil Asita Mishal. Lufnei Hatsuma Bedova Lusitin Eitzesh Eina Hagamislam. Rashi teaches that the Indian of Lufnei Issa, Lufnei Iver, is someone who does to give an Eitzesh Eina Hagamislam. A Taima Mechoy Sotza Lekachla Chamor shouldn't tell him that he should sell his field and then he should buy himself a donkey and then I'm going to end up going ahead and getting the field somehow. I did what I told him. But the way Rashi teaches and the Chinuch, the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos, they all teach that the Issa of Lufnei Iver Lusita Mishal is not referring to literally putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person. There's even a Shita Sabah that says Chia Gavna, there is no Issa Min HaTorah. So after they cast, and the Pasuk is Yosef Midei Pshuta, the Chachinuch Taka asks on this, he says, how could it be, why you take the Pasuk out Midei Pshuta? He says, Lufnei Iver Lusita Mishal, you want to make it that it's, they're giving a bad advice. Also, Mechta Yosef, why did you learn the literal Taicha of the Pasuk? So I saw two Pshatim to answer why the Pasuk shouldn't be literally talking about putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person. So one I saw from the Merel Biskin, he teaches Lufnei Iver Lusita Mishal. He says, why doesn't it say Lashon of Sita in the place? Just say loisosim. If you're putting something down on the floor, it's just loisosim. That's one mahalach. And the kliyanta says the end of the pasuk is the yireisim elokecha. And the Rashi teaches yireisim elokecha. The Eibishter knows what's really going on in your mind. Yireisim elokecha is a dover. It's a dover. I'm a sunnah in the life. No one knows when the kama comes to you for advice, and you give him bad advice. No one's going to really know. That's yireisim elokecha. You should be nervous from the Rebbeinu, because the Rebbeinu Shalom is Yidei HaMashon. About the Panim, that's Zichar, Nichlal, and the Isser, the first part of the Isser, Lufna Iver, there's an Isser to go ahead and to give to someone not good advice. Now this is unfortunately very common, and it's a very big Nisoyan, anyone who deals with sales, a broker, and someone comes to you, let's say a guy has an electronic store, and he comes to you and he asks you, by the way, can you recommend to me, I'm looking for a camera, he gives you a price range. And sometimes people have, you know, they have inventory they're looking to get rid of. And it's a perfect opportunity. This person doesn't know so much, he doesn't know exactly what's the best thing for him. And I can say, you know, it's not such a big difference between this and the other one. Lamai says, if a person comes to ask you advice, you have to be looking for his best interest. You have to give him not what's good for you to sell and what you're trying to move. You have to be nizzer to make sure to give him what's good for him. Any broker has this problem. A lot of times they work on commissions or they have certain things that they have to move. And a person comes and asks you advice, this is an Isser in the Torah, if you have a chiyuv to give him what's good advice to him, and you shouldn't take in any part of negiyah, chas v'shalom, that you have for yourself, and if someone does take that into account, it'll be over the Isser of the evil Asita Mishal. No, it's nothing to do with gains. That's just usually the incentive is when he gains. It doesn't say that's not the Isser, it's giving bad advice. I saw half of the Kamaisa from Shul Diskin. Someone came to him. There was a sheikhet, and the sheikhet started doing things that, you know, weren't 100% kishulah. So they wanted to remove him from his position. He had he was a shechting for the whole town. They felt that this person shouldn't be a shechter anymore in the town. So they came to him, they asked him if this, they told him what they saw, what they had riots, that he did certain things that weren't kohagan. And they wanted to remove him. He said, Lamaisa, since it's Negei, it's Parnasa, he tackled did things that weren't 100% appropriate, but it's not enough to remove him from his position. And they gave him an Eitzah. He told them what they should do is, they should go ahead and to find the person another job. They should create a different business for him and tell him, listen, Lamaisa, you know, as a Shoyah said, you represent, you have to be held to higher standard. But Lamaisa, we're worried about your Parnasa, go ahead and take this job and you'll be able to make Parnasa with this and leave the Shita alone. So Kahab, they went and took his advice. And they went and they set up a business for the person. And they came to him with this option. So take over his business, leave the shita, and everyone will be happy. The person went to Rabbi Shulai Ziskin and asked him, what should he do? Tell him, turn down the offer. So he came back to him, it's me. You just told us to go ahead and to do this. And then then the person comes to you and tells him, says, no, Lamaisa for that person is not such a good option. You want to know what you should be doing, about what you should do to try to be misalatim like that. When the person came to me and asked me what he should be doing, my advice to him is just say Bereshita. He was trained in that. Even though there might be a Tfielis and the Rishu Leib held it, that's what should be done. It doesn't make a difference. When a person comes and asks you for advice, you can't make Cheshbainas, oh, it's good for this, it's good for that, it's good for that. You have to answer the person to what is good for him. And that's the thing, you know, listen, Evil is Sita Mishal. You have to go ahead and to give the person advice on the question he's asking you and what's good for him, and not what you perceive is good for other people or it's good for the particular situation. The Issa of Lufni'iva of giving an Eitzah Ra, Benegeya Agai. So the Chinuch, we're going to start off, so Lahashal Bene Yisrael, Losalam Eitzah Ra. It should be Machshal, Bene Yisrael, Ne Eitzah Ra. So Mechus Chinuch tells us, what's chat that the Chinuch says that the Issa of Lufni'iva is Sita Mishal, he sells it back to Bene Yisrael. The Chayr, the Issa of Lufni'iva is Sita Mishal, applies by Agai as well. He brings the Raya, he says the Gemara today, the Gemara handles Benegeya giving. Even Menachai to Menoyach. This is just an Isser to go ahead and to give to be Machshel a Goy in an Avera. So yes, but Mechat Hesed that there should be no Isser to give bad advice to a Goy when you see clearly the Gemara says that to cause a Goy to be even an Avera is the Isser with the evil of Sita Mishal. So the essence of the Yisodistik Chiluk wrote down the Maram Kamesh Rabbi Chanan. The essence of Mitzvah Friedrich say the same Yisod. That there's, that's in two different, in every Isra of Ne'ilah, the Mishra, there's two Nekudas that are going on. There's the Isra of giving someone an Eitzah Ra, the Bechina of Ben Adam Achaveri. Giving someone bad advice, well, who am I hurting? I'm not too bad. So the Isra is that I'm giving him bad advice, it's not good for him. That's the Bechina of Ben Adam Achaveri. There's another Bechina in the Isra of Ne'ilah, the Mishra, is causing someone to be Eiva and Averi. There, it's not only the fact that the person has now they reserve an Averu. Copy the Rabbanu Shalom. Maisa, an Averu was done. There's a Tegi and Kfait and Shemayim. There's a Chasor in the essence fact that the Averu was done, not only because the person did the Averu, that in itself that the Averu was done is a Chasor and copy the Rabbanu Shalom. So Zotra B'chon and Zotra B'nanda, that there's a Chilik B'negei Agai, that's when you find a lot of Dinim in the Torah, when Torah says, B'chon says, Leisigzo, Leisigno, a lot of these Surim, even though there's separate Psukim, maybe have Ribuyim that it passes even by a Goy, but usually when the Torah says alive, that passes only to a Yid. He says, that's in the Bechin of Ben Adam Lechaveri part of it, that doesn't pass to a Goy. The only part of it that passes by a Goy is only the part that if I make it by the Eben Averi, so technically I'm doing a Chasaron Klap and not Klap a Goy. I'm doing a Chasaron Klap and not Klap a Goy. The Issa was done, so that passes the Issa of Usme Eva. I'm going to show see other Naskaminas, the halacha, that come out from the fact that there's two dinim, one of Ben Adam Chaveri and one more of Ben Adam Lot. So that's the first part of the Isser of the evil of Sita Mishal, that I'm not allowed to give someone bad advice. Now let's look at the second part. In the second part, that's the Shikul Chiddush, where does it come into the pasuk with the evil of Sita Mishal? A person wants to go ahead, another asks me, go ahead, pass me a cup of wine. So he knows exactly what he's doing. What's the listen to evil is Sita Mishal? He says, what's the evil about it? What's the blind person? In front of a blind person, don't place a stumbling block. He's going ahead, Mirotsin, he wants to go ahead and be even Issa. So what's chat in this? Where does it come into the Issa of the evil of Sita Mishal? So that's it. If you look at the Lashon HaRambam, the disciple, the Daikas in the Lashon HaRambam, there's a Perek Yedbeis, the Lashon HaYadali, so like this. The same, Klamachshal Iva Bedavar, the Sia Eitzish Eina Again. Klamachshal, someone giving him a bad Eitzah. Oishachizagat Iva Azeira, or a Mechazak, a help someone be even Azeira. So either the ene roya derech emes, he's an either. Why is he called an either? Dr. Rambam, the ene roya derech emes in the taibas libay. It's not a mistake. The person is not even a very reliable king. Nuchnas by rule. So that's why it's considered an either. So that's posha that the isav of the evil is the mishul applies. Say if the person knows he's being even a very, say if he doesn't know he's being even a very. In fact, the person willingly wants to be even a very. Still, the isav of the evil is the mishul because he's considered even is considered a blind person because of other to nuchnas by rule. So they want to be even a isav. So look at the lashon of the chinuch. Chinuch says a different reason why when a person does it remains it. Says like this: the zahalaf. He first goes through the Indian of giving him an etzer raw. The zahalaf toilo tamoikain she yaza over avera. This lav is toilo also that should be even avera. She maybe etzer. She yispata bezulah zepalam achera. The chinuch taka says mashma ki like in this time itself is not such a chasson. Because here he's doing it b'meizah, it's not such an either. But the fact that he's being over this avera becomes margal to be over this iser, that's going to cause him to be over other yisurim. So the chasar of the evil of sita michshel is not necessarily in this avera, it's more being cholius, this person now we're becoming rogo to be over different avera. There's an interesting shayla when he gave the iser of lufnei iver, which I think defines how to understand what it's called on being, when I machshel someone, I enable someone to be over an iser, what the chasar is. The famous yeshivish of Chakira, Yad Malachi, brings it down already. Now what happens if I call someone, another asks me to go ahead and pass him the wine. And I go ahead and I hand it to him. Before he drinks it, it falls down to the floor and he doesn't end up drinking it. Was I Eivir Isser of Lufna Iva? I went ahead and I enabled him to be Eivir Isser. But he ended up not being Eivir Isser, a technicality, it fell down afterwards. So then I asked him, enabled him. So the Maisa, something came up that now caused him not to be Eivir Isser. So Zok the Yad Malachi says, the Chiyah Gavner still is Isser of Lufna Iva Lufna Iva. Because the Isser of Lufna Iva Lufna Iva is not the fact that the person was actually went ahead and was Eivir Isser. The Isser is the Torah doesn't want me, Mitzad me, to go ahead and to be Eivir Isser. To enable someone to be Eivir Isser. That in itself is an Isser, enabling him to be Eivir Isser. Even if the person, Taka, doesn't go ahead and Taka not Eivir Isser, still the Chiyah Gavner is Isser of Lufna Iva Lufna Iva. Chazanish, others argue on this. Mishnah too, they say it's like if I try burning a goddess, I want to be mazik. I try burning his field, and the fire went out. So the father says, "I wasn't mazik him. I didn't cause him any damage." And he learns that the issue of lufnei iver is not so much because the stamina that I gave him the ability to be able to so klapa me. The issue is klapa yana. And now I will go ahead and to be over an issur because it's gonna, I can't be cause yana to go ahead and to be over an issur. There's a derech which is sort of in between this, that the mechalak, the rugas avosim, is mechalak to what the yisharish of the isra is. If the isra is an eitzer roh, he says, if the maitzer didn't cause him any damage, the whole isra would be al mechaver. There, he says, there's no isra if the person doesn't end up taking up my, I've given bad advice, and doesn't take the advice. There, there's no isra because the isra is only al mechaver. So mashenkim, in the gay of the isra, where the isra is, Isser of being machshel and being even aver, he wants to say that maybe b'chiyah gavna be over even if the person wasn't over the isser. There's another shayla which some achronim attached to the shayla. There's a machloikus like this: what happens when a person is over the isser of neiva? Which isser is the over? Obviously, this pasuk says neiva is the mishnah. But does that mean, let's say, he causes someone to eat chadah? Does that mean that he has a chiluk in the mitzvah that he caused someone to eat treif? Or is there is tamazil of neiva of the mishnah? What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina would be like this: what happens if someone is over the isser of neiva of the mishnah when he avoids the zara? Is there a din, yarek val yaver, not to be oivet, isa lufne iver, then again, avay the zara or not? So the etzim, this is a machloikis rishonim. There's a machloikis, the balamor and the ramban, that what happens if someone is wants you to be oivet, the isa of lufne iver, then again, avay the zara. And the gemara and Sanhedrin, the find out on days, brings a case where they wanted to collect certain things to make that fire for avay the zara. And the gemara videos before that. There's no yarek val yaver because the Gemara says a svara since lahanos atzmakam eschaven. They didn't want the yid to be over this. They did it for their own benefit. So that's why there's no chasaron of yarek val yaver. So the Balamor really learns that the etzim without the svara lahanos atzmai, if you absent the svara, he didn't suffer. Let's say it's a real iser of listen evil sita michshel, and he didn't do it lahanos atzmai. If the fact that it was a kareis of Vedazara would be a reason to why you'd have to have the chiyav of Yarek Val Yaver not to be over the Issa of Neiver Benegeo of Vedazara. That's where Bukhonim learns Tran the Balamor. Now, Bantaka argues And the Bechor learns that Machloikis is this Machloikis. Machloikis is as a chelik of Yana Aveir or not. So the Baal Mord, it says that even on Lufne Iver of Avodah Zorah, the Vinyarad Val Yaver, he holds that if we have that any time Leiva and Isser have a chelik in the Isser of what I'm causing him to be over. The Melech could be even in the Din of Yarad Val Yaver. Rashaykin, the Ramban, it says that there's no Isser, there's no Yarad Val Yaver B'chei Agavno, because he holds that Isser Lufne Iver is freestanding by itself, and Melech there is no Isser. Next week we'll go into more Shemur Kol, we'll go into more Pratim of cases of where there'll be an Issa with Neiva and where it doesn't apply.